Does it feel like spring is starting earlier, with trees blooming and birds returning sooner? For years, ecologists have been interested in tracking changes in seasonal patterns as climate change becomes more intense.
We know that climate change is a global problem that we feel and experience locally, but we really need to understand it.
Laurel Fox is an evolutionary biologist at the University of California, Santa Cruz. She's also one of the founders of a new project that is connecting UC reserves spread throughout the state into a kind of distributed observatory, one whose mission is to track the impacts of climate change.
By linking individual reserves into a system that we look at from the point of view of establishing common protocols for critical comparisons, common experiments, then we can really begin to get a larger scale statewide understanding of the scope of how climates have changed.
The participating reserves, 24 in all, are placed as far north as Angelo Coast Range Reserve between Shelter Cove and Fort Bragg, and as far south as the border with Mexico. Bodega Bay Marine Lab is also part of the mix. That sort of range of latitude is important, Fox says, because it can offer us a preview of what changes lie ahead.
We can get a hint at what climate change might do, say, in some of the northern reserves by seeing how species in the southern reserves are already responding.
Barry Sinervo, an evolutionary biologist at UC Santa Cruz, worked with Fox to secure the funding for the Climate Change Observatory. He says one of the key things they'll be looking at is the timing of reproduction in plants and animals.
Let's say you're interested in trees or plants. To measure those things, it's kind of hard because you have to be in so many places at once. So some of the instruments that we're going to be deploying are what are called phenocams.
Sinervo explains, these allow you to capture pictures of the landscape each day so you can tell when plants are at different stages in their life cycle.
What we're trying to do is just get the infrastructure out there into the natural reserve system so we can begin this system of monitoring.
Tracking the spread of how plants are changing might help farmers be better at growing food and conserving water as some regions of the state become hotter and drier. Here's Fox again.
The kinds of data that we're collecting are really central to thinking about how the water regimes are hydrological cycles, and we all know that California has a water problem. And so this human agricultural system, human water system are both depending on water. So they're really closely linked. So it has very broad implications.
And she says that some species, both plants and animals, will adapt. Some will probably not change quickly enough to survive.
They may, in fact, go locally extinct. But what we don't have are ways of preserving the genetic material so that we can, at some future time, future scientists will be able to go back to the material that we collect and say, well, this is the kind of change that happens. You know, part of this effort is to create a legacy.
The UC Climate Change Observatory was recently greenlit for 3 years with a $2 million grant from the university administration. Fox and Sinervo are hopeful, however, that it will be in operation for many years to come. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.